Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reading. Now, let's get on with the show. You've made it within a mile of the monastery. However, Galen, you wanted to go back and...
It goes all the way back.
Yeah.
Astricus.
Flashback to a conversation 4 months ago.
To a conversation, you know.
An hour ago.
I'd need to go talk to Gaius.
Yes.
I say, hey, really appreciate both the tattoos that you've given me. What are the criteria for someone taking the Fane Mark amongst the Gorai? Because I know what they are in Bearfane, but you don't do the, like, there's not a correlation, a one-to-one, where I can say, yeah, this is the thing. What is the basis?
Mm-hmm. So there's been no set tradition. So however you think we should go about it, we will go about it.
Since I'm not going to be there, I would like to, as the High Priest of Altana, I'd like to be able to entrust you with the, the vetting of those. For Bearfane, it was when you became an adult member of the clan. That was when you got your Fane Mark.
Sure.
I don't know if, but there was a specific ritual that we did to become an adult member. Mm. I don't think you have one of those.
No.
You know the tribe. I got to be with you guys for all of like 2 days. So I trust you to come up with a good set of circumstances where this is how you earn, I guess, the Fane Mark. And I'd like you, if possible, there's a blacksmith down toward the bottom, Orin Fleetfoot. He's a halfling.
The name's familiar.
He has a couple of sons. And in the vision, when you saw me in the vision, did you see them all?
I did.
Okay. I pull out the stone, I show him, I said, This is that.
And he kind of gets a wow.
Like,
yeah.
It's not even close to done.
Sure.
I'm working on it. But this is what is supposed to become that. And he has given me, Orin has given me a great deal of help in showing me how to fashion this into what it should become. And I asked him how much I owed for it. And he said that he was not going to take payment. But he has two sons. I would like, if possible, to give his sons a chance to be among the first that earn when they are old enough. I didn't ask him how old they are, you know, if they're like 6 and 4, but I would like for them to be given the chance, and Orin, if he wants it, a chance to get the Fane Mark because of the help that he gave me.
That's a good set of criteria, Galen. And that's a good precedent. So for now, until you and I can reevaluate further. If anyone of an adult age would pledge themselves to help you or the Fane, they would become eligible for the mark. I can administer the mark itself. And yes, I'll speak to Orin and speak to his sons.
I appreciate it.
Anything else before,
You depart? And I would say your help in my opinion, allow you the privilege of receiving the Fane mark if there is someone who you trust to give you a tattoo.
I'm honored. We will save that for your return. And I'll let you administer it to me.
Oh, I don't have experience with giving tattoos, so you may be entrusting to some interesting artwork, but we'll...
Well, that's okay. He's real lighthearted about it. I'm sure I can find someone. And you can, like, that kind of caught him off guard, you offering the Fane mark to him.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, okay. Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. So
we make our way.
Yeah. You guys had that conversation. You make your way kind of to the top of this rise. And then everybody open your messenger. I'm sending you a map. So this isn't quite the view you get, but this is a top-down view of the monastery. And Danny, you're going to help me remember. We'll post all this on the...
Yes.
So this map is a top-down view. You guys would be to the left side of this screen, like going west to east. Left. Obviously you don't see it in this view, but
that's what it looks like from
that's from the top, you know, you're 100 feet in the air looking down on top of it.
So it's a central spire with are those bridges?
Yep.
Connecting the four spires around it?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep, and there's big I wasn't able to include it on this map because there's literally not like an artwork piece I could attach to it. But off of the central spire and then off of all the others, there's these giant wooden piers that reach out. Ow, both my elbows popped. Ow. They like expand out like into just open space beneath them. And there's, you see they're covered in some kind of foliage. You'd have to like get there to actually see what it is, but there's these giant piers with plant life on them, for what it's worth. So, who would like to take the lead as you head to the monastery?
I guess it would probably be me.
Okay, what's your marching order?
Since I'm no longer the squishiest, I guess I'll go next.
Yeah.
Galen's bringing up the rear as usual.
Yep.
All right.
Why do you have that face?
I don't know.
We know why.
He's just queuing up what's going to kill us.
It's what his mother gave him. Don't complain.
I'll do what I want.
You missed that totally.
I didn't.
No, not you, him. Oh. Sorry, there's something I gotta find in my notes. So, names you need to know. Ives.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a fun one to edit. So, the four of you set out. Roll. Just make me one perception check as you travel through the woods, through the jungle.
12.
Okay.
15.
12.
15.
Wow.
Just kidding. 14.
Oh, you had to ruin it.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, you didn't. I apologize. You didn't ruin anything.
No, I mean, I technically did. I forgot when I changed things, I lost a point.
So as you walk, the foliage, it's real dense. You begin to notice, sinkholes. And, who rolled the 15? Dendal? You spot Shia LaBeouf walking through with a shovel. No.
Yes!
Sorry. I had to make a whole reference. But you notice these, like, sinkholes as you're walking through the forest, jungle.
Is there any kind of path, or are we, like,
heading through? You're hacking your way through.
Okay.
Foliage is real dense, and everybody. So it's considered difficult terrain because it's so overgrown. I want everybody to make a dexterity check for me, please.
Check, not safe.
Dexterity safe. Sorry.
Dex safe.
Out of curiosity, does my ring of free movement, which negates, difficult terrain?
Yeah. I mean it. You're just not. It's like Legolas walking on top of the snow.
Yeah,
as they go through the pass, it's for all intents and purposes.
What was it again?
Dexterity saving throw.
Saving.
Didn't we get another ring of free action?
I have a ring of something.
I thought we got two. We got because I had one.
I have the other one.
You have the other one, so you wouldn't have to roll.
Okay.
Because
I thought I had one. I just couldn't remember what it was. Okay. Oh, no. I have a ring of free action. No, I'm just kidding. That's something different. Oh, no. That's this. You wear this ring. Difficult terrain doesn't cost you extra movement.
How do all of us have it?
Oh, then you might have. Because I put it down, but I think I ended up giving it to you then.
Okay.
Because we only have the one. So okay. I'll remove that. Okay.
Okay.
So.
I don't roll because I have the ring of free action. Or do I still need to make a deck save?
No, this is a deck save.
Okay. Hold on.
Dindal's the only one kind of like struggling behind, I guess.
I got an 8. I'm struggle bussing.
Okay. Is that for your deck save?
Yeah.
Okay.
15.
22.
7.
Okay. 8. So, Kathra, Bracken.
Yeah.
There's the ground begins to shake.
Cute.
And both of you you stumble. You keep walking along. Roll, everybody roll dexterity saves for me again. Ow. It's my knee. It hurts a lot.
Natural 20.
Okay.
For a 21. Dirty 20. For a 20.
Nat 20. Or dirty 20.
Don't ruin it. Oh, you ruined it. Take back my yelling at you.
So, Catherine, yours was a natural 20?
Yes.
Okay. So 25 feet in front of you, the ground erupts as two creatures smash head to head into each other, erupting out of the ground. These two creatures roll survival. I'm gonna see if you or no not survival
nature
Yeah, roll nature. Let's see if you've ever seen one of these before.
18.
I don't think anybody else has ever seen one of these. You have seen one of these before.
Okay.
This is a bullet.
Okay.
And it's rare to see two of them. But you know from your time with the Goliath that if there are two and their territories cross, they will fight to the death. Same. So, in front of you, these two bullets are going at, they are attacking each other. You have, the four of you have one round before they notice you.
Cute. Okay.
So, what would you like to do? You can hide or run away. Otherwise, you will be thus engaged.
Love that for us.
Okay. I have an idea.
Okay.
Something I want to do, but okay. It's dumb. So I might wait till I see what these other people are doing.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Charm Monster on one of them.
Okay.
Needs to make a...
Well, so real quick, once everybody makes their decision, we'll go in order around the table.
Oh, do you want us to roll initiative at all or no?
Yes. The four of you roll initiative... Just so we have it, and so we can go in order. Let's do it this way.
Okay.
I don't like rolling good on initiative.
I'm pretty sure I got you beat.
Okay.
19.
Yeah. No.
23.
Oh,
I rolled a 19 on my
23.
You can go first. No, wait, what's your dex?
My dex, just my regular dex is +4.
Okay, yeah, that's racial dexy.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
I was pretty impressed. I rolled an 18. Nice.
Okay.
But I go last. Okay.
Okay. So, Bracken, Dindal, Galen, Kathra. After this, you will be actively invaded or actively engaged in combat with the boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Bracken.
I don't know. I don't know.
You can just hide.
I might. I don't know yet. Yeah, I think for right now... Okay, what I will do... Actually, let me pull... I gotta double check this. My... Okay, I'm gonna use my action to pull up the hood for the Cloak of Ovenkind.
Okay.
So checks to see me have disadvantage.
Okay.
And I have advantage on dex stealth checks made to hide.
Okay.
So, I'm going to pull the hood up and kind of back behind something.
Okay. What order in line were you?
I was third.
Right in front of me.
Yeah, because it was Kathra, okay. Dindal, me, Galen.
So, you have half cover.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's additional... it's plus...
Whatever. It's plus two.
Plus two. On,
but I think it's only on ranged attacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. So that's your action.
Yeah.
Dino.
I cast charm monster on it.
I cast charm monster on the bullet. No. Okay. What do I need
for wisdom roll? Save.
Okay. 19.
Oh, dang it. He passes.
Okay. It's your turn. Galen?
Galen... will move to the front of the line.
Okay.
And summon them all to his hands.
Okay.
and hold an attack if any of them move within range.
Okay. Catherine.
You said we're within 25 feet?
Yes.
I cast Banishment on one of them.
Nice.
Oh.
Let's go.
That's a charisma save, isn't it?
That one's pretty sick. Yeah, it is. That one's sick.
Okay.
I'm really glad you have that because I saw it.
10.
15.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Minute.
Roll evens or odds?
Evens.
One minute. Okay. So there's now only one belay in front of you. This belay is super hella confused.
Amazing.
Because the thing that it was fighting is gone. And so it was up on its haunches, and it's
confused.
Yes. And it lets out this, really guttural, it sounds like rocks scraping together.
Ew.
Right? Roar. Bracken, it's your turn again.
Ah, okay. Well, I was already kind of gonna. Well, yeah. I was already gonna kind of do this, so. This was genuinely already going to be my plan, so it's kind of funny. Seeing Cathra do this, I'm gonna throw my hand out and I'm gonna cast Banishment on the other one.
Nice.
Okay.
Noise.
16.
Oh, wait. Screw you, dude. Let me find it. Dang it. Yeah. It saves. Yeah.
Dino.
Doesn't work.
Do you have banishment?
And I do not have banishment.
Dang it.
Come on, Dino. I don't take offensive spells.
Banishment's not offensive.
I mean combat spells. Spells that you generally use in combat. I don't want to use anything. Blow anything that big on it. Oh, come on, guys. Stop it.
I didn't say anything. I just
snorted.
Maybe.
I'm a child.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Polymorph on it.
Nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Turn it into a slug.
I need a wisdom save again.
Okay, wisdom save. Natural one.
Whoa! Right. Oh.
Turn it into a little baby turtle.
Yeah! Turtle.
I love it. Okay. Whoop. Down into a little baby turtle. You have, how long is Polymorph last?
An hour.
Okay. Mine's only 1 minute, we gotta
go, y'all.
You have 54 seconds to go before this other one pops back in.
We're running, right?
Yes.
Move.
Run. Cool.
Okay.
You're super squishy, right?
I'm not as squishy as you.
Well,
I'm
squishier than they are.
I'm squishy adjacent.
We're heading towards the monastery?
Yep.
Cool. Great. I'm going to grab Dindal. Actually, yeah.
Are you going to do what I was just going to do?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm going to grab Dindal by the shoulder and Dimension Door
as far towards it that
I can.
Okay.
I'm like, we got to go. And I'm just going to grab your arm and just hope for the best.
I love that.
Yeah. We're going to assume you're a willing creature because you're their ally. Catherine.
I'm like, oh, I don't get to squish that one.
Do you want to go as far as them?
Where'd they go?
Grab and Dimension Door.
Okay.
We did not plan these spells, by the way. This is really important. This was not planned. This just happened.
I love it.
And it's kind of perfect.
So both pairs of you, how far can Dimension Door go?
500 feet.
Yeah. So you clear kind of the forest floor and you find the path that would lead up to the monastery, leaving the belays behind. That was awesome.
We level up, right?
Yes, I think so. Bracken went to therapy. I think we should level up.
It's coming.
You mentally level up.
Mentally.
Sorry, we just ruined your whole...
No, that was amazing.
Apologize to me. I was going to get hit
I'm going to say, yeah. I'm sorry, Daniel. We can go back.
I'll take you back later, and we can go fight him.
I see two huge. I'm like, get to fight things, and all of a sudden, one of them's gone. I'm like, crap.
I almost
and
another one
turns into a little turtle. And I'm like, oh, he did that to the other thing. I didn't get to kill either. Dang it!
I almost contemplated being like, all right, the three of us are gonna go have fun. We'll come find you.
Well, I almost dimension doored instead of banishment as my first move. I was like, I'm just gonna leave.
All right, well, now we're down a person.
I was gonna take someone with me.
Down two people.
Down two of us. And the other two.
Did you take Bracken?
We just alternate dimension doors, just like
back and forth. Honestly, that's kind of great if you think about it.
Oh boy.
You wanted us to be friends.
No, I did.
Suffer. I did.
Troy wanted you to be friends. Yeah,
would you look at that? The consequences of my own actions.
All right, so you've successfully avoided combat with two belays.
Those were big.
Yes, they were. They were quite big. That was what was that?
I think they're called belays. Bullets.
Bullets.
I don't know.
Bidet. You're called bidets. Well, I didn't like that. That was scary. Let's keep going before they come back.
Yeah, just keep running.
Okay. So you run up this mountain trail and you find yourselves outside of a closed wooden gate. What would you like to do? There's a gate barring the path. Monastery is kind of looming up.
Have you told us that there's somebody at the monastery we're not supposed to talk to? Or do we know?
Were they weren't around for that
discussion?
No,
that happened between you and Naruto.
Okay.
We don't know nothing about nothing.
And you didn't give us that information beforehand. All right, that's awesome. I knock on the door really loud.
Nice.
Well, I mean, the kids all came here, so.
Yeah.
Hello. There's bullets out here. I don't want to play with them.
Yeah, there are actually some bad things. So listen.
Okay.
You hear that? Hold on. Wait a minute. Who are you?
Hi. My name is Amber, and we were sent here. I'm supposed to talk to Ives.
Okay. Ives doesn't really take visitors.
I mean, you could also get Hamlin.
Well, I'm Hamlin, so hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
I think I was sent here, and I think we have a friend in common. Nara still sent us.
There's like a slidey window on the... or it more opens than slides. So you're the one Narsal ran away for.
Oh.
I lean over to Dine Doll and go, I knew it. Give me a gold.
There you go.
Okay.
And he goes, wait. He closes it. He opens a lower one. Okay. Well, he's got nothing if he doesn't have good taste.
Oh.
He's complimenting her.
No, we know.
Calm down.
That is one of the creepiest compliments that...
Yeah.
Also, we know that he's complimenting her. Bracken goes, ooh, tell your boyfriend.
My boyfriend. I cast sending and tell Narsto. Not like, Hamlet's hitting on her.
We both, Narsto! Come get your girl.
Galen doesn't even understand what's happening.
No, Galen was trying to see if he was going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt or if he was going to take that, like... Because you don't talk about his friends.
It's fine. You're fine. Yeah. Everyone is fine.
Well, no, I rolled. He's going to let it slide for now.
So the giant gate opens, and standing in front of you is human male. His name is Hamlin. His head is shaved. You see, he Both of his ears are pierced. He's got big gauges in both ears. They're like clay disc, and they're about 6 centimeters apiece. So they're fairly big.
Yeah.
His septum is pierced. He has a small bone through his nose. He says, welcome to the monastery. I know what you're here for.
It took us a little longer than we thought.
I was wondering. Yeah. you spoken to Narastal lately?
A couple days ago.
Oh, cool. That's good. He hasn't said anything to us since he left.
Is it the third day? Or, yeah. Or is it the fourth day?
No, it's the third day.
Third day, so okay.
Yeah, he's been busy recently, so.
Yeah. Manners. And this is Amber.
Yes.
And who are your companions?
This is Galen.
He's the muscle.
Galen, nice to meet you.
Contractually.
This is the professor.
I'm the brains, I guess.
And this is Bracken.
I'm Ella.
Yeah, what are you now?
I don't know. I never signed a contract in the first place, so I'm just here for funsies at this point.
Well, welcome to our humble abode. There's a lot of kids. Were y'all?
Yeah, that was also us.
Yep.
Okay.
Are the giants here still?
No.
Dang.
No, they left.
I missed the giants before. I was down in the hold.
Yeah, it's been an adventure trying to get here. So, are the kids okay?
Yeah, kids are fine.
Okay, good.
They're a little rowdy, but, you know, it's newcomers. They're all rowdy.
Do you usually take a lot of kids in?
We get an influx every year.
Okay.
Yeah, doesn't Mykos bring kids every once in a while?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wasn't joking when I said there were some belays or bullets out there. What was it, 500 feet or so back?
They're causing problems.
Yeah, I turned one of them into a turtle and the other one got banished, but it's probably back then. So I might have eaten the turtle. So there might be two again. I don't know. But just FYI.
So if a creature is polymorphed into a turtle and then another creature eats that, does the damage, and the thing comes back, does it explode the first one?
Nope. Because, so, Belay specifically, and I looked this up ahead of time.
Because you know we would do yeah.
Because you know us.
So, Belays, they have no fear. They have no danger. Like they're not Callan. They have no.
I was gonna say, so they're Callan.
Yeah, no danger sense. They would attack a black dragon, be cool with it. So, because they're considered large, large monstrosities, they will eat anything as big as or smaller than them. So, he would just eat it and.
Yes, but when
as soon as he takes the first bite, it's going to dispel the polymorph. It's going to break the polymorph. And so he's like, that's going to be enough to kill the other belay. And then so he's just going to chop down on it.
Cute.
Fun. Snack time.
Because he's not going to eat it whole.
Coward.
Well, okay.
I mean, it's a baby turtle.
No.
It's, I don't know if, would a belay notice a baby turtle?
Probably not.
It's, you know, quarter sized.
But I was expecting him to swallow him whole, and then when the stomach acid hit him, he exploded.
Yeah, that's what I was asking, because he reverts to his large self in a confined space, does it blow the one on the outside, the one that did the eating, up?
No, I'm going to say no.
Okay. Yeah. But if he bites it, then it would just, it would, in his mouth, and he'd go.
Yeah, kind of like that.
We're gonna have to cut all that.
No, it's allowed. Well, the mouth noises, yes.
Okay, now cut that, please.
Gonna just stab myself in the eye.
No. We already have an Odin.
Stab myself in the eye on air. Yeah. So, he says, yeah, they've been causing some problems. We have an outpost a couple miles away, and it collapsed. It fell in one of the sinkholes. We've been out hunting them, but they haven't come this close yet. So, thank you for the heads up. We will send a party out to deal with them.
Well, if you do, bring Galen with him. He likes hitting stuff. He's really strong. He probably won't help.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was pretty disappointed.
Galen, I'll put your name on the list.
Appreciate it.
Let's go make introductions. Get you guys a place to sleep for the night. We'll see if we can't round up a party to go hunt some belays.
Are we just going to be here one night, or you think we'll head out quickly?
Going to the library, right?
Yeah.
Talk to Ives.
Okay.
I'll get you a meeting.
Okay.
Day or two?
Okay. Maybe?
And then, yeah, because I'm the one that found the entrance down into it.
Mm-hmm.
I will probably, regardless of what Ives says, because she may be a little reluctant to send someone, even if it was from Narastel. She's not going to be, like, violently resistant, you know, throw you in jail. But she has to be cautious. She is the Kalos. There's an asshat named Branimir. And he...
Yeah, I was warned about him.
He likes to inject himself into business that is not his.
How old does this guy look?
Hamlin? Mm-hmm. He's in his 20s.
Oh, okay. So super.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So think like punk rock monk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
This guy, he would have been a Linkin Park fan. He's like, yeah, Branimir, dude's kind of a tool, to be frank.
All right. So just stay out of his way?
He can't really do any harm. He's kind of isolated, but he's just a knob, man. Like, just a total.
Got it. Yeah. I got it.
One of those.
Okay. All right, let's go. Yeah. Let's go see the kids. Yeah. I kind of miss them.
Yeah.
We can do story time again. Dindal.
Dindal rolls his eyes. Yay! Story time was so fun.
On the image that I sent you, let me pull it up. So on the left side of that picture, there's a well, or like a fountain there. Mm-hmm. That's where he takes you first. Okay. He says you guys look thirsty, and there's people milling around, and the fact that he's walking up with four strangers, it's gonna draw a crowd, and so this is out in the open. It's that well is pretty big. Or the fountain is pretty big. It's probably 20 feet, roughly.
Okay.
20 feet diameter. And so there's probably 10 or 15 monks there, and you do see a couple of the kids. Not ones that you had meaningful conversations with. There was only a few that you had real meaningful conversations with. But you do see Kotz. Kind of, he was the older one.
Mm-hmm.
Dindal, no, Galen. I knew I would do it. Galen, didn't you give him a light hammer?
No, Catherine gave him a hammer.
Catherine gave him a hammer. Okay, mm-hmm. So he has the, like, you see it like on his body, and his head is shaved now. He's wearing monk's robes. And he walks up to you and he says, hey, Amber.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I like the new haircut.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of a mess. It's all ratty and tangly and greasy. Mm-hmm. And fleas.
Oh, not fun.
No, I'm glad to be rid of the fleas.
Mm-hmm. So
you guys made it.
We did. It took us a little longer than you.
Yeah, we were here really quickly.
Was that a pretty cool trip?
Let's just say if I don't ever see a giant again, I'm okay with it.
Oh.
I was not a fan.
Okay.
They were nice enough.
So what have you been doing now?
Well, I study. Do a lot of study. I'm learning how to read. So, you know, I know my alphabet now. On my own, I practice with this, and he pulls out the light hammer. He's like, they kind of told me no, but I was like, they told me I could. So, it's my small act of rebellion. So, I'm a little too much bravado on the first day. I was like, you can pry it from my cold, dead hands. And they like, we're not going to kill you, kid, to take away the hammer. We just don't advise it.
Okay. Okay. Do you know? Maybe listen.
All right. Do you want it back?
No, you can keep it.
Cool. Yeah. So. But everyone else seems to be doing okay. Yeah. I'm good.
That's awesome.
Did you guys have a big adventure trying to get here? Or?
Well, it was definitely an adventure. There was a lot of things. Took a long time. We spent a lot of time on more boats.
Oh, no.
More boats.
Hadn't you guys been on a boat for like 2 years or something? Stupid.
It's kind of felt like that. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
But no, it was good. We met some cool people and yeah, now we're here. But we're only going to be here for like a day.
Oh, man.
And then we got to keep going.
That's a bummer.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I have class here soon.
All right.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
If I see any of the kids, I'll send them your way.
Okay, sounds great.
Doc, I didn't tell you. Your story has inspired me.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Appreciate it. Hope you do great things.
Will do. And he leaves.
At some point, I just need to go up to Hamlin and say, okay, I know I'm supposed to avoid Branimir and also like a McCabe guy. What do they look like so I know to avoid them?
So Branimir, he's a drow.
Okay.
So see drow. He's the only one steered far clear. McCabe.
Did you say this so that all of us can hear that?
No, I was quietly off to the side. Okay. I can pass it on to you guys later.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we don't just like walk up to somebody random.
I mean, Dino's looking at people and we're like, hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Dino's looking at other people and Bracken's watching Dino.
McCabe, he little short, white-haired halfling.
All right, just making sure.
Yeah.
Are they going to be out and about, or is it going to be... you said Branimir kind of stays to himself, so...
Yeah. McCabe... You know, I hadn't seen him in a few days. He may be studying. I don't know.
Okay.
I've been on guard duty the last week, so...
All right.
You guys stay here. I'm going to go talk to Ives.
Okay.
For you.
All right.
Okay.
When he leaves, I'll just tell them about Branimir and McCabe.
Okay. Catherine fills you in. Branimir is Kalos. Stay away from him. I don't remember much about McCabe.
I just have
a void with Branimir.
I love it. I'll make it up as we go.
Said Branimir with Kalos.
Branimir is Kalos, yes. Come.
My notes literally say Ives, Monk Goliath, Hamelin knows where entrance, Branimir McCabe, avoid if possible.
Fantastic.
That's the most notes I've taken this whole campaign.
And that was years ago.
Proud of you.
Yeah, 2 years ago, honestly, probably. Or more. So he's gone for 15, 20 minutes, something like that. And you get a lot of gawking. There are kids here you don't recognize. Kids that you assume are probably from other groups that were brought. This little redheaded girl walks up and she tugs on Galen's pants. And she says, "You look funny. What happened to your eye?"
So, I insulted a guy and asked too many questions.
Roll intimidation.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm just joking. I'm like, no, but seriously.
Pot kettle.
I pick up my maul and I cast Branding Smite on it.
Yeah.
So that it fires, catches on fire. I'm like, somebody told me a special way that if I gave up my eye, I could make it do this.
Oh, the child's going to poke her eye out.
Oh, gosh.
But what have you done? It's a special thing and it only works for me and one other guy.
Cool.
Girl's eye.
That sounds cool. Okay, bye.
I'm gonna go over here. Don't worry about why. It's fine. I'm not doing anything weird. Shut up.
Is there anyone around that looks semi-relatively injured?
In charge?
Maybe not in charge, but just like not a child.
just a bunch of kids.
I mean, there's like six kids total. Around.
Like, I'm looking for like an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, there's adults.
Okay.
Yeah, Branimir comes walking by.
Yeah, there's one. There are.
Bring it on. I want to cause problems on purpose. Okay. I want to kind of just while watching the kids, just walk up to one of the adults.
Okay.
And go, so how many kids are here right now?
Direct question. Okay. Who are you?
Are you not going to answer the question? I can find someone else if you don't know the answer. All
right. No, I know the answer. I'm trying to figure out why you're wanting to know how many kids we have here. I don't know you.
Fair. I'm just curious. Friend of that one. And I point over at Kafra.
Who's that one?
Oh my god, you don't know anything. And I'm going to walk away to somebody else. I'll wait until I see the... Who was it you were talking to?
Hamelin.
I'll wait until Hamelin comes back out.
Okay. So, eventually Hamelin comes back out. And...
Like, Bracken was trying to ask her just, like, a casual, like, yeah. Hey, how many kids are here? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. Hamelin reappears, and, he's like, she's tied up in a meeting. Half hour or so.
Okay, that's fine.
If you guys anything to eat, you thirsty, parched. Galen, we can work on that. Getting a party together.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm cool to, you know, knock a few skulls.
I have a question for you before you go kill things. Do you know by any chance, do the names Alpha and Albatross mean anything to you?
Yeah. They were supposed to. There was a party of adventurers.
Mm-hmm.
They were escorting them here. They never arrived.
Hmm. What were they coming here for? Just the usual?
They were coming here to study.
Hmm. Anything in particular or just to study?
No, to study.
Do you know what happened to them?
I don't. Last we heard from them was 6 months ago.
I kind of like look at Dindal and like kind of catch eyes with everybody, Cathra, Galen. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And so, Hamlin, he will stand. I don't know why I said he will. He will stand on the fountain's edge, and he says, McTominay. And he points at this like tall, blonde elf, shaved hair, shaved on both sides. He's got this like giant mohawk down the middle. For some reason in my head, they're all like
punk rockers,
80s punk rock kids. So oh, yeah. It's just the aesthetic I'm going with. So McTominay, he says, yes, boss. He says, how do you feel about killing some belays? Ah, cool. I've never killed one before. Let's go.
Do you guys have any idea where like their nests are or like where they inhabitate? Anything like that?
No. But word of advice, if you ever find a belay nest, you're probably dead already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just they're nasty doggos.
I'll crack my knuckles. Alright, I'll come too.
Okay. Alright, Doc.
He's helpful to have around.
Alright.
Part of my training.
I'll take your word for it. So we got me, McTominay, Galen, Doc, and he's kind of like looking at the people around. He goes, 11. And this guy looks up. He goes, me? Yes, you, 11sies. Come on. Okay. Sure. Let's go. He's like, Alonzi. So the Bracken, do you and Cathra join this party or do you stay here?
These are the ones going out for the
belays.
Yeah, I'll join.
Yeah, okay. Why not?
Okay. So the seven of you now.
Is everyone else going?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go.
So you got Hamlin, McTominay, Elevens, and then the four of you. You go back the way you came, but instead of Dimension Dooring, you follow the trail down into the woods. You see where the two attacked you. Let's everybody roll nature for me.
How much time has it been since we originally fought the Blaze and now?
An hour.
Sick. Can I have taken a short rest?
Well, we're sitting on that thing for 20 minutes, right?
Huh? Sure.
Is that a
long enough? What? All right.
I just need a short rest.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
That's fine.
Sweet. I love being a warlock, y'all. It's the best.
Is it nature or survival?
Survival. Sorry.
Survival?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worse for me.
It's better for me.
What was it? Nature?
Can I have survival. Nature?
Survival?
Can I have nature? My nature is better than my survival.
Hey, my survival sucks.
That is certainly a number.
Barely.
Okay.
Survival wouldn't have been better. Or nature wouldn't have been better.
Okay. Give me just a second, I'm sorry. Pull up.
You thought you were getting out of this combat?
It's okay. I'm just, there's a stat block I'm pulling up. So, okay. So the seven of you go. Was your...
Natural 20 for 26.
Dang.
Okay.
And you needed it to be survival, but a natural either way.
It would have been a 23 instead of a 26. I was just, you know, angling for a higher roll.
If it's, is it survival?
Yeah.
8.
Okay.
12.
I'm sorry, how bad was that?
4.
Say it louder for all the readers.
4.
Oh, 4. Got it. Okay.
would you do that? 4.
What's, what stat is survival tied to?
It's wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
26. Okay. So you're rolling 26. Hamlin rolled a 23. So the two of you are able to track down where these belays have gone. They've gone closer to the river. Along the walk, Hamlin says he gives you this information, Galen. essentially. A belay territory is about 30 miles. And if two of them come into conflict with each other, they will fight to the death. So you track them down towards the river, and you do. You see them, like, they're...
Still going at
they're
it?
They're going at it.
I'm knitting.
Okay, sure. And so Hamlin says, you guys want to go first or you want us to?
Hey, Galen, how close do you want to get to those things?
Oh.
how close can you get me to those things?
I grab your arm and I dimension you door right next to him.
Okay, pause. I'm going to set up a combat.
Woo! I grab your arm and...
So, Dimension Door, you have to go too.
No, I'm aware.
Okay.
Trust me, I know.
Oh, no.
As long as you're aware you're there.
This is the consequences of my own actions.
Oh, no. Did it break?
There's something else.
Listen, I'm an asshole, but I'm not a horrible person.
Fair. Okay. Sorry, Galen.
10.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got advantage.
What happened to you?
Oh, no. I rolled a 1 and a 6.
Oh. Oh, no. The internet just cut out.
Oh, no.
Come back, oh, please. God. Okay, it's back.
Dino.
21.
Did anyone roll higher than a 21?
Nope.
Bracken?
16.
I had a 19.
Okay. So it's you, me, you. Or.
And then the other three guys.
Well, yeah, but they're. Fine.
So then the monks. That's a natural 20 plus 5.
Who rolled a nat 20?
Hamlin.
Okay.
How many? Ooh,
nine.
Okay, so probably Hamlin.
So again, I know there's no surprise round, but because the two of you did a cool thing, you're going to get to go first, and then we'll kick initiative order off.
So Hamlin, or of the ones that we know, mm-hmm. Hamlin, Cathra. No. Yes.
Nope. Hamlin, Dindal.
Dindal.
Cathra.
Cathra, me.
You and Elevens go on the first. Okay. Or go, what's your dex?
My dex is...
Four.
Plus four.
Okay.
So Hamlin, Dindal, Cathra, me, Elevens.
Elevens. Galen and the McTominay.
Okay.
And then the Bullets. Blaze. It's a natural one.
Okay.
And a natural two. Wow. Amazing. Okay. Bracken, you dimension door yourself and Galen.
Yeah.
Now, do you dimension door above them where you drop on or next to where you just like come out and come swinging?
Behind one of them.
Ooh, behind. Okay. Yep. All right. So.
That way Galen can do his thing and I can.
Okay. So.
Do whatever I need to do.
The dimension door is your turn.
Yeah.
Bracken?
Yep.
Galen.
I rage.
Do I have movement, right? Because it is a full turn, or is it just...
You do have movement.
Okay, so. The second I drop him, I'm backing up my full 30 feet, whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 feet, all the way back.
Okay. Okay. So you rage, that's your bonus action.
And I'm going to take two swings with the maul. Question, yep. Since it has one of its enemies
mm-hmm.
on the other side of it from where I am, does its enemy count as...
Your ally?
Does it count for advantage for flanking?
Is it flanking?
Is it considered flanking because it has an enemy on the other side, even though it's not my ally?
Yes.
Okay. I just making sure.
That's why I.
So I that. So I know if I have to do my if I have to the thing that I do that makes me have advantage that
is reckless.
Gonna, that's the one. Just that word left my brain. Anyway,
more than left your brain.
It went on walkabout in the outback of Australia. That is a 16 to hit on the first swing.
Misses.
That'll hit. That's a 27.
That hits.
And... That's... 9, 14, 15, 16. 16 points of damage with them all.
Okay.
So we were here, and so you went this way.
My bad.
Yeah, I put us behind that one instead of putting us behind that one.
Yeah,
so.
That's fine. What are they on? Is that just rocks?
It's supposed to be the river.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Yeah, cool. I just ran out of blues.
No, that's fine. I just didn't know what
they're,
it was.
Yeah, so to set the scene, they're like in the middle of the river.
Okay. Like,
think like two hippos fighting.
Just going to town.
Yeah, going to town. It's the appropriate turn of phrase there. Okay. Galen, that was your turn.
Yes. Top of the round.
Okay. Top of the round, it's Hamlin. Natural 20. So he is going to move 50 feet. He is going to engage the same one you are. Yep. All right. Ow, that hurts. Alright, so he is going to make two attacks, two unarmed strikes. Yeah, that hits. 16 plus 9. And he deals 7 damage. And then 17 plus 9, also dealing 7 damage. So... Okay. Dindal, your turn.
I'm going to cast Confusion from my harp. I need a wisdom save.
All right.
It's going to be a 16.
On which one?
The one that Galen's going after.
Okay. 8.
All right, it fails.
Okay.
In fact, a target can't take reactions and must roll a d10 to the start of its turn to determine its behavior.
Okay. That ends your turn?
Mm-hmm.
Cathra.
Cathra's honestly here just watching. I'll jump in if need be.
Okay.
But, I'm gonna let Galen have some fun.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm gonna stand off to the side. I'll heal somebody or jump in if need be.
Okay. Bravo. Bracken.
Yeah. Okay. I am...
I cast Go to Sleep.
I mean...
I cast Banish again.
Well, thought about it, but no. Okay, so I am going to attempt to cast... I'm going to attempt to cast Bane on both of the Beliz.
Yes.
I'm going to try.
It's my favorite spell.
Yeah, so they have to do Christmas saves.
Christmas saves?
That's what I heard.
Charisma
too. Christmas That's exactly
saves.
What I heard too.
Charisma saves.
Okay.
They both have to. The DC is 12 right now, unfortunately.
So the one that Galen is attacking.
The die.
Yep. 15.
No. I mean, it's a... Okay.
And natural 20 for the other
one. Shoot. Okay, that's fine. Then... That's... I think that's all I got.
Okay.
Yep, I'm gonna stay right where I am.
Alright. Shoot. So then it is 11's turn. Let's see. Let's see, what is the range on this one? Am I 30 feet from that belay? Okay. He is going to cast Sunbolt. It's a plus 5 to hit. 16. It misses because 17 is the armor class of the belay. So then, Galen, it's now your turn.
I'm going to swing again. It's an 18 plus things.
That hits.
So it's 15 damage, and then it was a 16 on the second attack, so it misses again.
That is Galen's turn. Now it is McTominay, and he is a Kensei monk. So, from where he stands, no, he's gonna move up. He's gonna engage. He's gonna engage the other boy. And he pulls out a warhammer. I'm rolling really well for the monks. it's 24 to hit, and he deals 8 points of damage. There we go. Okay, so the belay that was engaged with or that Galen was engaging Dindal, you would cast Confusion on it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this?
Roll a d10 for me.
D10, I don't even know what those look like anymore. No. 4.
The creature doesn't move or take actions this turn.
Love it. The other belay is going to attack that one. Let's see. Makes a bite attack. 19 to hit. Yes. He is going to deal 30 points of damage to his enemy. All right. Okay, and it is back to Hamelin. Hamelin is a drunken master. Because those guys are cool. Oh, that's not so good. C4, that does not hit. That also does not hit. Okay, so Hamelin misses both of his attacks. Dynol.
I will cast Dissonant Whispers on him.
Nice.
I need a wisdom save.
Okay.
On the same one.
Okay. 19.
Bugger. Does it take any damage? Target takes half as much. Thirteen, so 6 or 7 points of psychic damage, I think.
Okay.
So I kind of whisper in Draconic at it, and then hit it with a spell.
Okay. Kathra?
I'm still watching.
Still watching.
Okay. Everybody looks good.
Okay, Bracken.
Okay, I'm going to get within 20 feet of the closest one to me. Actually, I'm going to get 15 feet. Within 15 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 And then, so at that belay, I'm going to throw my dagger of returning.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. 22 to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay. Oh, wait. It's advantage, right? Because...
Yes, it's engaged.
Good for him. Yeah, no. 22. But yeah, so then... D6. That is... Just kidding. It's a D4 plus 6. I lied. Cool. 9 points of piercing.
Oh, nice.
And then it comes back to my hand.
Okay. Okay, it's 11's turn. He is the Sun Soul Monk. He is going to try to cast his Sunbolt again. That's better. 19 to hit. He does 3 points of damage. He just gets the one. Let's see. So he makes 2 attacks with its Sunbolt. Okay. So he does 3 points, and then he turns his Sunbolt on the other belay. That one misses. That's cool. Sun Soul Monk has an ability called Radiant Swath. So he takes his 2 Sunbolt attacks. He then uses Radiant Swath. He's... Daniel, will you move him to where both belays... Like, both... Only the belays are in a 15-foot cone from him. Perfect. DC 12 dex save. What's the dex on the place? Okay. Passed. They both passed. Okay. So Radiant Swath or Radiant Swath doesn't work. Galen, your turn.
We're gonna swing again. Yeah. But first I am going to use one of my spites.
I'm spiting you.
I'm gonna put which one is it? Branding smite.
Love it.
As a bonus action.
Love it.
And that is a 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
It's 22 damage. I don't know if it matters. 7 of that is radiant, but
okay. How do you want to do this?
I want to kind of swing from where I'm standing to the towards my right and try to knock him out of the way so I can get up to the other one.
Okay. So you aim for its hip and you swing through and you knock it off balance. It rolls like onto its back, dead in the water. Okay. Clearing the path for you to get to the other belay.
I'll scoot up and it's an 18 to hit.
That hits.
That's 13 damage.
Okay. All right. Tomini is next. The Kensei monk. He will use his warhammer. 16 misses. Let's see. He makes 2 attacks. Both of his attacks miss. What a putz. So that belay is dead. The other belay now is pissed.
Bummer.
So he puts you in his sights and he's gonna have a snack.
Most people think Galen's a snack.
That's true.
Yeah. Canonically.
The general consensus is Galen is a snack. So Galen. Yeah, that hits. Um, 26 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Hold on. I get it. I know I have more than one D12. It doesn't matter. Oh, that's poor. You take 28 points of piercing damage.
Halved to 14.
Okay. Alright, so you take 14 points of piercing damage. That boy is pretty pissed. He's not happy.
Yeah.
And
does he get 2 attacks or
no? He gets the one attack. Sorry, Hamelin. Hamelin's turn. Two attacks. That hits. That one misses. So... Hamelin will deal. He moves up to engage. He deals. Hamelin will move up to engage. He deals 6 points of damage. Okay. Dynol.
I'm going to use a third level dissonant whisper.
Okay. What's the
make
save?
A wisdom save again?
7.
All right. Takes 18 points of damage.
Right,
I'll whisper again at it in Draconic.
Dundo, you can't say things like that about people's mothers.
Okay. Catherine.
Galen still looks fine.
Yep, he looks good.
I'll just keep watching him.
Okay. I got a little crunchy on my shoulder, like.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Bracken.
Still just the one.
Yeah.
The die.
No, the.
Okay. Gotcha. Then I am going to. How far am I away from this one?
About 25 feet.
Okay. I don't want to risk killing somebody.
Is that a common occurrence for you?
Yeah, I'll... If I try and throw something at it from here, I'm not flanking, correct? Because there's not something on the other side of it.
That's correct.
But I can't really...
How far towards me can you make it?
Mike.
No, I know.
How far towards that 30?
That's 30.
Yeah, put me there. Is that flanking?
Yeah.
At this point? Okay. Yep. Then I'm going to dagger returning at it again. Hopefully I don't hit somebody.
John Ruffio.
No, we're good. Uh, 28 to hit.
That, yeah, that hits. Just a little bit.
I'm good at one thing. All right.
Oh, hey.
10 points.
Nailed it.
Of piercing. And then... yeah. That's it, right now.
Okay. Let's see. 11s. Mr. Sun Soul Monk. Misses. And then, let's see if... Whoo! His, the Radiant Swath, recharges. And then... Hot dog. So, his sunbolts miss... But then he does the Radiant Swath, and there's this cone of light that kind of like emanates from his arm, and the belay is going to take 14 points of radiant damage. Okay. Galen.
Once again, we're going to... This time we're gonna Searing Smite.
Okay.
That That's a 24 to hit.
That hits.
Four, eight. So, 15 points of... No, 13 points of damage. Because I can count.
Okay.
And one of those is fire. But he's also on fire now.
Ooh. Cute. Okay. So on fire he takes...
At the top of his turn, he can try to save. If he doesn't save... Or is it at the end of his turn? Hold on. At the start of his turn, he makes a con save to see if he stays on fire. And if he stays on fire, he takes another d6 of damage at the top of his turn.
Sweet. Love it. Alright. How many with the Warhammer? Hey, finally a hit. Finally both hit. Hell yeah. So he does... D8. Give me D8. Let's see. That's... Oh, wait, no. D10, because he's swinging with both hands. Yeah, 6. 11s. There's 11 points of damage. Alright. Hamlin. It's cocked. First attack misses. Second attack hits. And he goes one to 4. Seven points. Dino.
Oh man, this guy does not want to go down, huh?
Yeah, they're chunks of hit points.
Okay. Well, I will. How far away from it am I?
About 35 feet.
Yeah, okay. I'll move up 10 feet. And I'm going to cast again another Dissonant Whispers. Make Sweet. A wisdom save for me.
Okay. What's the spell save?
16 wisdom.
Okay. I rolled a 14.
Points of damage.
Okay. How do you want to do this?
Woo!
I'll just whisper.
Look at you.
That's my first kill.
You did it!
Woohoo!
Baby's first murder!
Once again, I'll just whisper in Draconic and be like, time to stay goodnight.
Go to sleep, please.
Okay.
Please.
Great job.
So proud of you.
Pause. I'm gonna turn
no.
the camera off.
So incredibly sick. Yeah.
So, the Belays are killed. Hamlin says, well, that was a whole hell of a lot of fun. He says, yeah, that was a whole hell of a lot of fun. Galen, that was a great show.
I appreciate it.
Thank
I enjoyed
you, sir.
That.
He's really good at that.
I don't want to waste these. Is there anything we can get out of them? Any kind of like body parts that like I don't know. Is their meat good? Is it like?
No, the meat's pretty rank. But they've got good armor, good natural armor, and it doesn't look crazy damaged. So. Yeah, I mean, you can get it, and then we can We can sell it.
All right. Since I'm still raging, I'll try to pull them out of the water up onto the bank so that we can harvest them.
Okay. You're going to need help to pull them.
I'll go over and help.
Okay. Roll your strength with advantage.
That was rude, and I'm sorry.
Were you, though?
Dinedal's trying.
I know.
I'm going to kind of walk behind Dinedal.
Okay.
Like when a toddler says they can get up on a chair by themselves, and you're like, okay, buddy.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening here.
Except I don't have to actually do anything. He's rolling.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just there for moral support.
But because you said you're helping.
So is this athletics?
Yeah.
24?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it. You can roll them. You've rolled one up on shore.
Okay.
So roll for the other.
23.
Yes, you get them both on shore. Now roll your dex to see if you can harvest. See how adept your blade is.
Not good. I got an 8.
Okay.
Like I think Galen would know that's not his strong suit.
Okay.
And so he would have, like, you know, my thing is I pull him up out of the water. You guys,
okay.
You guys harvest. That's not his.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would be, I'm gonna rescind your role.
Yeah, because he would know that's not his. He doesn't, like, he's got a hatchet. That's his blade to harvest. So
okay. So here's what is the,
like, I'll try to help them.
Yeah. So all three monks, they're adept. Oh, that one did not do well.
Can I help the other one?
I say I can try and help too.
Okay.
If we need it.
This is all dex, right?
Yeah, it's all dex.
Yeah, I can help.
Okay.
If we want.
Do we roll or just help?
I'll just help action. And I'll roll with advantage then. Okay. Okay, yeah, that's 24 and 20 and natural 20. Okay.
Nice.
So, it takes about an hour, and the three monks working hand in hand with you guys, you're able to pull off about 85 and a half pounds of belay armor.
Nice.
I figure, like, Galen's using his strength to peel back while they're cutting with knives.
You said 85 pounds ish.
Yep. 85-ish pounds of armor.
That's as much as Bracken weighs.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. So you harvest the armor, you're able to make it back to the monastery. As you make it back, you are greeted at the gate by a Goliath woman. And what is her name? Give me a second. Do you know who Gina Torres is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's who this is.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
She says, Hamlin, you and our guests seem to have been having quite the amount of fun. Why don't you bring them in, clean yourselves up, and we will sit down for dinner. We have a few things to discuss. And so the belay fight ended. You've made it back to the monastery. You have briefly met Ives. And with that, we will end this episode of A Crack in the Plan. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kirstead.